Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I...
Well, I can feel that.
A boat rock.
I can feel that. Uh-huh. Oh, we boat rockers. You want to know? You want to change that future, then you're going to have to trouble the present, y'all. Well, well, I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, I can really feel it now. It's coming on. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies. Scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We appreciate you entrusting us to give us your ears, your mind, your heart, just for 1 hour. 6 days a week. Well, actually, on Saturday, we're on from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. And thank you for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays, the number two during the week. And we can't do that without you. You're the ones that are making it number one and number two, you know. Now, I'm not happy about number two, and I want to tell you why I'm not happy about number two is because in the Olympics, the original Olympics, did you know that there was no such thing as second place? Either you won or you didn't. Either you're a winner or you're a loser. I don't like being a loser. All right? Nobody likes being a loser. Come on, let's get this thing going. Let's get the gauge rocking over at GCN again here, friends. Number one, all right, during the week. Number one for the week. And my kids are looking at me right now probably saying, Dad, was it sugar? Are you eating sugar again, Dad? I'm just in a good mood for some weird reason. I've been up since 5:30 this morning. I've knocked probably 15 home runs, the ball out of the park 15 times today. I'm just like dominoes, knocking off the things that I have to get done. Because, you know, I got to get done what I can get done today so I don't procrastinate and push it off to tomorrow. So I have to do twice as much. Don't want to do that. And we also know that procrastination is the biggest robber of blessings. Don't want to be a part of that. Right? And now I'm being told by the senior editor, Tim Brown, second place means you're first among the losers. All right. That's seeing the glasses half filled, isn't it? Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Now I feel even worse than I did before, knowing that I'm, you know, ranked number two during the week on Genesis Communication Networks. But we're working on it, friends. Anyways, friends, if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new website up. Tell us your thoughts, friends. It's second to none. That's what I can tell you. Also, check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to get to that in just a minute here. Also, want to let you know you can follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account. And folks, check out Facebook. We've got a couple hundred thousand people interacting on a daily basis. We appreciate that. We are fighting the good fight of faith. We are contending for the faith, and we are winning the day if we're willing to fight for it. As a preacher rightly said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, and we're willing to do the stuff. We do all that we can do, and we leave the results up to God. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E on Facebook. Also check out Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Also go over to Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. And friends, the phone lines will be accessible over the next hour. Please do not wait until the last 15 minutes, the last segment. Call in before that. Stay the course, of course. Man, I almost felt like Mr. Ed there for a minute. I wasn't around when that show was playing, but I do remember
Horse is a horse, of course, of course. And no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is. Unless the horse, of course, is the famous Mr. Ed. Right? And my producer's face is beet red. I'm not embarrassed. Why would you be embarrassed? There's no reason you would be embarrassed at all.
You just had too much sugar.
I think I did. I'm actually feeling pretty good right now. But anyways, friends, call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we want to let you know that we are the radio show where we think for ourselves, and we also want to let you know that it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, except it be the mind of Christ. We are followers of the Christ, right? If it's not in the Word, don't listen to a thing I say, friends. But if it is, you better follow him, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Aside of that, let's jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm sorry, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Both sites work together. I want to give you some headline news. We are not discussing American sovereignty in the 2016 election. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. New Black Panthers, militant black Muslim leader calls for war against the cops in Whitey. Man, I'm telling you what. And by the way, this is all contrived in the White House. There's no question as to who's responsible for this, friends. So here we have it again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. New Black Panthers, militant black Muslim leaders call for war against white cops and, well, cops in general and whitey, white folks. Democrats ask Obama to resettle 65,000 Syrian refugees in America. Folks, don't complain about what you tolerate. Mosque protesters, sonsoflibertymedia.com, called jihadist bluff. Jihadist back down. Friends, you need to check out the video. It's pretty interesting. A whole lot of folks showed up for that. A whole lot of folks protested the mosque where they actually raised up a couple jihadists who attempted to take out Pamela Geller in her meeting there in Texas a couple weeks back. How's that working out for them? It does show you that the spirit of the American people is still there to stand up and fight the good fight if need be. Also wanted to let you know it's here, Sharia in America, just posted, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, but we do need to understand that we can simply take the broom and sweep off the top, get back to the Constitution. Anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America is null and void. That's all you have to do is make reference to the law, and we do away with lawlessness. That's how things work. Also, interestingly enough, friends, Congressman Fourth Amendment is not absolute. Of course, folks, that's how these lawless individuals work and think. They feel that they're above the law. They feel that they have some congressional immunity when it comes to the laws of the land, and they can rewrite it in any direction that they want to write it. And if they say it, then it must be law. No, friends, throw them off. That is your duty. That is your obligation, is to throw them off. That throw off the Constitution, you need to throw them off. And that's exactly what we're doing here, friends, enforcing the laws of our constitutional republic once again. Again, friends, want to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, is it time to abolish the family? Because that's what's being targeted right now by this criminal administration. Hey, just saying, right? Sonsoflibertymedia.com, UN resolution establishing a Palestinian state coming in September? Really? Oh, America, it all stops when you say, that's enough, that's enough. By the way, Obama's eco-Nazi agenda to save endangered birds likely to destroy Western economies? No, friends. The baby's first. The baby's first. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to be right back on the other side of this break with a friend from Michigan telling you about an event that's coming up. And I'm telling you what, it is drawing fire. Why? Because I'm coming. That's why. I'm starting it again, man. I got to practice what I preach.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Bradley Dean, the founder of a controversial youth ministry who recently wrote that the acceptance of gay marriage would lead to a second Holocaust. What is going on? We're going to be doing an event out in Michigan. I have Brian Clawitter, owner, operator of Diesel Tech out there, and he's going to share the details with you right now. I'm actually reading from an article that was written out there because we're finding that the school board is doing everything in its power to shut Brian down. Brian, what's going on in Michigan?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here, actually. I hope you guys are sunny out there, my friend.
Oh, now, see, you're looking as the cup being half-filled again, aren't you, my friend, instead of half-empty. I totally understand it. What is going on? Because ever since, well, here, I'll let the listener actually hear you kind of detail how this all started. Let's start there, and then we'll take it to the next step.
Well, sure. I'll try to sum up. You know, we wanted to get out to a venue. We had a lot of interest in an event we were going to hold at the shop here, and we decided that because of that demand, we needed a bigger venue. So I reached out to just right close to me is our public school fine arts center, and I had reached out to them to make a reservation. And long story short, through a little bit of back and forth, we were able to remind them that we had a First Amendment right, just the same as anybody else. And they agreed to set us up with the date, but then they just recently released via the school's emergency broadcast system that we would be there holding an event and that they did not condone our views.
Well, no, wait a second. I'm curious, how did this all start? Why is the school administration combating you so heavily every step of the way?
I'm not sure. You've got more experience with that than I do, but we simply made that event. We wanted to have something out there, just talk to some people, kind of have a town hall style thing. And when we had a reservation originally, within 24 hours, that reservation was canceled.
No, wait a second, though, Brian. What I'm saying is tell the people why you're under attack by the school administration. How did this all start?
Well, that would, when I placed my opinion online.
Okay, and what was your opinion?
Is that how far back you want me to go, brother?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I'll put out there some views that I had that are, that I would say that align with, you know, conservative Christian and traditional American values. And you know, we spoke out against homosexuality, among other things. And we've been under an immense amount of attack since that day. And just rather than back down, I wanted to take this issue head on. And this is just continued resistance that we're getting from the left.
So when you first posted this, what was the response of the homosexual communities?
Everything from death threats to vandalization of my shop, and even today, as we've been recently posted on the news again, we're under attack right now. My coworker sits across from me, and he's taking calls right now as we speak with some of the most vile things you could imagine that that people would even be capable of.
Or you can imagine, because some of the things that these people come up with is just unthinkable stuff. Only a reprobate, a debased mindset could come up with some of the things that they come up with. Now, in saying that, we understand that they also vandalized your shop?
Yes. Yep, we had two windows broken out, four customer trucks were spray-painted, and graffiti all over the building on two different sides that face the streets with
and this is all coming from the victims of the law, namely the radical homosexuals that basically, well, actually they're called Bash Back, aren't they? Isn't that what they're called?
Well, that's what I saw on my door. They had painted Bash Back on there, and then you know, with a little bit of digging, I found that that's actually a militant homosexual group that they say these fascists kill, or these homos kill fascists, is their slogan, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yep, that's exactly right. And they also break into churches, push pastors out of the way, start making out at the pulpits in Michigan. You got a lot of interesting stuff happening out there. Now, I'm curious, did you call the authorities in after they actually vandalized your shop?
I did. We had them down to the shop, and they took kind of a glance around and wrote a police report on a business card for us, a number, and told us to turn it into the insurance company. We're a little disappointed by that, as you can imagine, that there wasn't any kind of an investigation, let alone a significant one put in at all.
That's interesting. And if I'm right in saying this, you even got together with the mayor of that community, and he did absolutely nothing. Is that true?
Yeah, well, I had a sit-down with the mayor and the police chief simultaneously and was able to question the police chief why no fingerprints were taken off of the vehicles that people had to climb all over to put their graffiti on, and just why there wasn't any diligence whatsoever put into an investigation.
Well, you've heard this before. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. They're emboldened to commit the next crime, and why wouldn't they do that? Because they're encouraged by the police to do just that. Because when the police lower the law, you dim the light by which guilty men perceive their own guilt. And that's exactly what we're seeing in your area out there in Michigan. Now, what we have done is we've gotten together with Brian Clawitter, with another speaker, Dave Devenmeyer, and we're going to be out there in Michigan area, friends. And a lot of people are asking us, why did you reschedule? Well, we just wanted to get it on track, and now we wanted to do this the right way. And in the process of doing that, what we did is we jumped from having a program at Brian's shop there with a couple hundred people over to the school auditorium. Once we moved it over to the school auditorium, all of a sudden he started to get some serious kickback from the school district, and they said that they don't necessarily agree with Brian Clawitter's ideals, his ideas, his talking points, so on and so forth. Well, Brian, I got a question for you. Have they ever heard your talking points? Have they ever heard a thing that you've had to say concerning this topic?
No, they haven't, and that was one of the most interesting points we found when they released this information on their emergency broadcast system, which went out to every parent and person related to the entire district and all of the news agencies. They were claiming it to be a controversial event before it even happened. How they know it's going to be.
But right, Brian, what's interesting about that is why would the school district, why would anybody in their right mind call the state-controlled media, which most say themselves they don't believe, why would they call the state-controlled media for help?
I'm not sure. I think they're coming under pressure. We released this event is coming up at June 11th there. We're going to start it at 6 p.m., and I put that information out on the Facebook page with the name of the facility and the address. And within 24 hours, I received a call from the school asking me to take down the name of their facility. And when I asked them if they were, you know, why that request was coming through, and they said that they were receiving threatening phone calls themselves now.
Really?
From the radical left.
Yep.
And that they, rather than, and upon suggestion of me working with them to fight the criminals, that was just kind of a blown off idea, and they just continue to suggest that I take down their information because they were now under attack as well.
Now, can you convey to us as to the conversation we had, I believe it was on Friday or Saturday, when you drove down the street to get gas, what was the response of the community?
Well, I guess I need to highlight that we have a company truck that has got some vinyl letters all over it, that it's clearly ours. We haven't had that on the road during this whole ordeal since it started, but we got it on the road for the first time. And people trying to run me off the road. They're throwing pop bottles and trash out their sunroofs and out their windows at me, and just stopping at the gas station to get some fuel. You know, people walking by me and just shouting obscenities at me, and it's pretty tiresome.
Without asking you one question.
No, sir. No question at all.
Okay, now, friends, this is what I want you to understand. This is the danger of the state-controlled media. They're putting the jihad out on this individual for speaking his lawful opinion and his mind concerning traditional marriage. Now, this has been the response of the victim's friends. Now, in saying all that to say this, because we're coming up to a hard break, Brian, where is this event going to be at? What time does it start? And how do people get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can get a hold of me through my website, www.dieseltechgr.com. There's no H on tech, and it's just gr.com. And if you go to that website, you can find an email for me that'll go directly to my inbox. And then we also have our Facebook page, which is just Diesel Tech, spelled DieselTech. That's all one word. There's no H. And the event is being held on June 11th at the Jennison Center for the Arts in Jennison, Michigan. The address, I guess I would have to point out here.
Well, just go ahead and post it on your website. I think that'll be good enough. Do you have a phone number where they can call you?
There.
Okay, sounds good. Do you have a phone number?
Phone number for my shop is 616-540-7886. And for whatever it's worth, before I forget to mention, Bradley, I'm getting a lot of thumbs up and waves and nods from supporters as well. And I just want people to know that that does encourage us.
Amen.
And so it is good to see even the simplest wave from those that are, Christ-fearing people like ourselves. It is good to see that.
Amen. You know what? Let their cruelties swell our ranks. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. Do support Brian Clawitter, friends. We're going to be out in Michigan June 11th. And there's a lot of people that were calling. They wanted to know what was going on. There you have it, directly from Brian Clawitter. I also believe Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, is going to be posting something really quick, if it's not already posted, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll keep you posted as to what's going on. But if you're in the Michigan area, and if you're not and you'd like to come, please do show your support and put your foot down, America, and say enough is enough. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Mark Potok, director of Southern Poverty Law Center.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, it's interesting because this is how I feel about what's going on out there in Michigan. For a school to put out an emergency message to the community that this individual who spoke his mind concerning traditional marriage, putting a jihad out on him, literally, hey, if you got any issues, just go to this guy. He's the guy that's causing all this. Well, they took it a step further. They took it to the state-controlled media who has zero credibility. Friends, and just to prove my point, they put a couple articles out. They actually responded to the school board. And the headline goes, after anti-gay comments, see the victims again, friends? Diesel Tech owner to host discussion about United States issues in school auditorium. Where is he supposed to discuss issues about the United States? He doesn't have a right to do it in a school auditorium. Friends, let me take it a step further. What is this school trying to cover? What are they hiding from? Why are they beating this guy down without actually asking him one question? Going to this article here, I noticed that this individual who, this propagandist, this useful idiot, the first thing he did, so of course when it was sent to me, I had to see what they said about me, right? Bradley Dean, the founder of a controversial youth ministry who recently wrote that the acceptance of gay marriage would lead to a second Holocaust. Friends, that is false information. I shared this with you about a week and a half ago, how a communist organization picked it up and said that I said that because of the marriage issue in America that it would lead to a Holocaust. It's a communist organization. I'm not going to say their name because they're not worth it, and I'm not hiding it. I'm just not going to give them any credibility whatsoever, and I'm not going to make them famous by saying their name. But the fact of the matter is you can see that there is zero credibility with their media in the state of Michigan. Concerning this one individual. His name was Andrew Kreitz. And hopefully when I get there, I have an opportunity to speak to Andrew in front of all the attendants. because I'm going to ask him in front of everybody in that crowd, can you show me where I wrote that article, and can you show me the headline concerning that article, because I don't have a clue as to what you're talking about. But see what they do, friends? They throw it out there. And then what happens is they'll use an organization, they'll choose the baser sort, because they always want to try to lift their heads higher than the next guy. So they go to the blogger, namely these communists. He took their headline with no credibility, with no phone call, asking me one question concerning what he accused me of. But, friends, they'll always put a retraction in the back, won't they, where nobody cares about it anymore. They're just trying to get a charge out of people. They're trying to get a reaction out of people, regardless if it's true or untrue. And see, friends, they don't have the right to lie like this. So we're going to deal with this guy. It shows you that these people are just doing what they're told. And again, let me go to this, friends. I want you to understand. Recently, this was in May 2013, you'll probably remember this, but I wrote, recently the Family Research Council released video footage of Floyd Corkins, the homosexual activist, who walked into the lobby of the Family Research Council in 2012 with a semi-automatic pistol and a backpack filled with 100 rounds of ammunition on a 15 and 15 Chick-fil-A sandwiches. Corkins shot the Family Research Council security guard, Leo Johnson, who then successfully subdued him before he was taken into custody. You should watch the video, friends. Pretty interesting stuff. During an FBI interrogation, Corkins stated that he intended to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the dead bodies in the victims' faces, friends. This is a radical homosexual sodomite activist. This is the victim. During the FBI investigation, he told them he wanted to kill as many as possible and smear the Chick-fil-A sandwiches in the victim's faces. Prosecutors said that Corkins planned to leave Family Research Council after the attack and go to another Christian conservative group to continue the reign of terror. A handwritten list of three other groups was found with Corkins' belongings. An investigation of Corkins' computer found that he identified his targets from none other than Southern Poverty Law Center's website. They went to the Southern Poverty Law Center's website. It's not law, friends. The Southern Poverty Law Center's website to find out those that were opposing the radical sodomites, the homosexual agenda, those that were in agreement with the laws of our Constitution. They're putting jihads these radical jihadists, you know them as the radical sodomite homosexuals, out to take care of those that stand against their illegal, abominable lifestyles. And even after the shooting at the Family Research Council, the Southern Poverty Law Center went so far as to put an article on the front page of their website in an attempt to heighten the Family Research Council's label as a hate group. Just to show you how sick in the mind these people are. Another example of an assault by the pro-sodomite homosexual lobby. It happened this week. The head of the Catholic Church in Belgium, Archbishop André Joseph Leonard, was participating in a debate on blasphemy laws at the ULB, University in Brussels. And while he was seated with his eyes closed in prayer, four topless lesbians representing the pro-abortion and pro-homosexual group, Femen, began assaulting the archbishop with shouts and curses while dousing him with water in bottles shaped like the Virgin Mary. The women disrobed to reveal the black-painted mockery slogans on their bare, nasty chests, might I add, and their backs, such as these were the statements written on their bodies. My body rules. My NSDI is coming. They also held up signs reading, stop homophobia. Stop homophobia. Now, friends, let me revert back to Southern Poverty Law Center, and I want you to hear, I mean, this guy looks like a drunk. He looks miserable. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. You can see it a mile away on this guy. But this is the director of intelligence, say they, at Southern Poverty Law Center. Listen carefully to what he said. He blurted the truth out in his confusion. This is what he said. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Did you hear that? This is the director of intelligence at Southern Poverty Law Center. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. Well, how about just coming up with a map and putting all those organizations, namely those churches and Christian organizations, that oppose your abominable lifestyle? And that's exactly what they did. And they have the audacity to call it hate, to side with law. In other words, these people, and of course, I already know, most people say we already know who they are. They have no credibility. I totally understand that. But the fact of the matter is it goes on, friends, because the law has not been enforced. They are telling on themselves. They have the smoking gun in hand over and over and over and over again. But yet the American people still stand down and they wait for something bad to happen again before they respond. What needs to happen, America, before you respond to this? We also know that with the Southern Poverty Law Center, friends, that the founder, Morris Dees, he used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes against the black people. Did you hear what I said? Morris Dees, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center, used to defend the KKK concerning their crimes against black people. Every step of the way, these people step in it. Every single step. If you think it through. And folks, it doesn't take a whole lot of common sense to figure out what they're doing is criminal. And if you want to see how far this goes, you can go over to, by the way, you can even go over to Kevin Jennings, Obama Safe Schools Are. You remember who he was. He was the guy that wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. He was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama as the Safe Schools Are. And his icon was Harry Hay from an organization called NAMBLA. And you know NAMBLA's slogan, friends, especially to those that listen quite a bit. North American Man Boy Love Association, their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Now, going back to Kevin Jennings, the founder of the GLSEN, he's the guy that said bullying is nothing more than the affirmation of the gay lifestyle. In other words, they're not the victims, he's saying. We're perpetuating the crime through the stupidity of those that don't know the difference. They hold the shield, but behind the shield, what do they have? They have the spear. Friends, if you just simply go back to the Word of God, you'll understand why he calls it an abomination. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Final segment coming up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their bodies stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. He's talking about the event out in Michigan with Brian Clawitter from Diesel Tech. Check out his Facebook. We're going to be out there June 11th with Dave Davenmeyer. Coach Dave, another national speaker, and he is a great guy. He's an anointed brother from another mother. I can definitely tell you that. Friends, we were just talking about Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, isn't it interesting? I told you that we found out that the founder of the organization, Morris Dees, he used to actually defend the KKK concerning their crimes towards the blacks. Now, just to show you how you can transport some people to the sun and they won't see it, and I want to tell you why they won't see it, because they don't want to see it. I have a video pulled up in front of me right now. This was just in March. It was published March 25th of 2015. Of course, there's, you know, just a couple thousand hits on it because, you know, they want to make themselves bigger than what they really are. We got to put it into perspective for people. They are not. But interestingly enough, we have quite a few black folks celebrating the 50th anniversary of Selma to Montgomery March. Guess who one of the speakers is? I'm embarrassed. Morris Dees, who used to defend the KKK concerning the crimes against blacks. The black folks in Selma showed up and they listened to Morris Dees. See, friends, this is what happens when people don't pay attention to what's going on. They are going and they are taking heed to someone that defended the KKK concerning the crimes against the black race. How far does stupid go, America? Really? why this individual wasn't shredded right on the spot. If Martin Luther King Jr. was alive today, he would have said, I ain't going up on the stage with that man. Do you know who this man was? I'll tell you what. I'll be that voice right now. I'll be that voice right now, friends. You need to wake up. And you need to study the past so you can understand who's attempting to take the helm, friends. When they put these kind of people up, it sickens me to the core. And what sickens me even more, friends, is the fact that most of these people have no idea who he is. They think that he's the good guy. No, he's the guy living in a mansion, literally, off the stupidities of the American people. And there he is.
Wow, it's amazing when you go back and... We have a job to do. Let's just put it that way. From start to finish, top to bottom, this nation belongs to we the people. It's one nation under God, established by brave, brave men and women who thank God they didn't roll over and die and say, oh, there's no sense. There's nothing we can do. No, no, no. They saw the wrong and they righted the wrong. They saw tyranny and they stood up against it. And we are their posterity. And it's up for us to make sure that we carry that torch and continue. So freedom belongs to our posterity too as well. This is a message like none other. It's a message that not many people are willing to say or caring in saying. It's black and white. It's in your face. It's the truth unabridged. It's a matter of bringing forth the truth that sets men free and giving all of our listeners the hope which is found in Christ. Now I want to direct your attention to a few different things. First of all, many of you have been listening to the program for a while and say, hey, I love what you guys do, but maybe you haven't yet supported financially what we're doing. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And what that is those people who can, they support us on a monthly basis to help us reach out and seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley mentioned, we're going to be in Michigan. There's so many things coming up here. We've got the state fair here in the state of Minnesota and many other events where we are literally shining a light in very, very, very dark places where not many people want to go or are willing to go, but we are willing to bring forth that light because we don't want to go to Mexico and teach people Spanish. We want to be the light of the world in the dark places.
That doesn't make any sense.
Of course not. That's why we're going to these dark places to say, listen, we are shining the light of truth, the message of the gospel through schools, high schools, universities, college campuses, you name it, wherever the Lord opens the door, we are willing to walk through. And if you want to be a part of that, as we join together arm in arm, we say this quite frequently, we can do this thing together. It's a matter of us working together, and it's a matter of you saying, hey, you know what, this is great that they're doing it, but what can I do in my own community? How can I support? For some of you, that's financially. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on the button again that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, and you can become a monthly sponsor. You get a beautiful certificate. There's lots of different levels of membership. You can choose the one that's right for you, and you can feel good about what you're giving towards to bring this message literally across the United States and in 53 other countries as well, because our radio program is carried throughout the world. Now, for those of you that say, listen, maybe I can't be a monthly supporter, but I'd like to just give a donation, please do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Check out the brand new website. So many great things on there. In the upper left-hand corner, it says donations are gratefully received. You'll see a globe that's across the world. We're reaching across the world. Click on that button to make a secure one-time donation. All your donations are tax-deductible. I also want to highlight, too, as well, our store. Maybe you've never quite experienced a store or been into our store before to see all of the great products that we have. We have t-shirts, coffee mugs, CDs, comic books, DVDs. There's so many great things that you can use and say, listen, I can get this message out there.
And what is the message? The finger's always pointed back to the one who came to save men from their sins, Matthew 1:21.
And that's our hope, and our hope is found in Christ. I can think of off the top of my head, a great evangelistic tool, especially this summer and anywhere, is Bradley's little comic books. This is black and white testimony book, which is a smaller version of the full-color comic book. These are great witnessing tools. If you're going to a concert this summer, going to the beach, going to the gas station, the grocery store, you should always have a gospel tract or something to give out to people in need, because God might be using you to answer the prayers of those around you. And hopefully he is, because we're called to be the light of the world. Also, too, I want to highlight that our Sons of Liberty coffee mug, start your day off right with your favorite brewed coffee in our beautiful Sons of Liberty coffee mug. It's got the Sons of Liberty logo on the front, and then on the back is "This Republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it." That's been a very, very popular item with folks. I think they just love their coffee.
Yeah,
and it's beautiful. It really is a beautiful mug, and it's 25% off the product of the week for those of you who are Sons and Daughters of Liberty. And how can you get your 25% off? By calling 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And finally, for those of you that say, I want to book this message in my area because I want to bring this to my community. I wanted to bring it to my church, my school, my home. You name it, just say, hey, how can I do this? Go ahead and give us a call, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. It's not as difficult as you might think to set up an event in your area, and now is a great time to do just that.
Oh, I'm going to go to sonsatlibertyradio.com right now, and I'm going to click onto the store.
I was going to say, aren't you already on Sons of Liberty Radio
I'm always on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Friends,
that's right. Listen to this. The philosophy of the classroom in one generation is the philosophy of government in the next. So, friends, what was the philosophy of the classroom of our early leaders? This is going to blow you away. You want to talk about smart? I mean, say smarty pants. These guys, our forefathers, were second to none when it came to the intelligente. They were some smart folks.
I know.
Young, smart folks.
You know, we have a documentary, a kids documentary on just the founding forefathers going to Ben Franklin, and he listed off all the different things that he did and what he was and so on. He goes, it kind of makes me feel like an underachiever. Of course, he was being funny because it was a kids documentary, but when you look at the intelligence of our founding forefathers, it just mind-boggling.
Second to none.
Really.
We're going to get to this tomorrow, and you guys can decide for yourselves, because really you're awestruck when you listen to some of these stats concerning our forefathers. It was Daniel Webster, as a matter of fact, who said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering and to prosper. But if we and our posterity neglect its instructions and authority and authority and authority, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe may overwhelm the United States and bury all our glory in profound obscurity. Tomorrow what we're going to do is we're going to hit off. I'm going to put you to the test, and then I'm going to bring you to our forefathers. But when I put you to the test, you're going to be amazed as to what grade they were in when they were actually tested as to how I'm going to test you tomorrow. And I also want to get over to the college slogans. For example, friends, again, what was the philosophy of the classroom of our early leaders? Going to Harvard was started by Congregationalists for training, guess what, friends? Ministers of the Gospel of Jesus Christ. And I want you to understand, and it's still posted there to this day, the answer to Harvard's two mottos, to those that are questioning, what were they? No, not what were they, what are they? You ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. The mottos for Harvard were for Christ in the church and for the glory of Christ. Wait until you hear what Yale's slogans were. Wait until you hear what Princeton's slogans were. Folks, this is just incredible. Wait until you hear how many college presidents were ministers of the gospel. Oh, I wish I had another hour. I'd go for it right now. Got Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. First Down 318. Talk to you tomorrow. See ya!
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.